about in today's Tech Help for Churches. Five things Twitter can do that you may not have known it can do. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week we talk about using new media, social media, and the internet in your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, or if you're watching the video, just leave a message below. That's perfectly cool. You can also hit me up on Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAllenCliff. So the first thing you can do with Twitter is OAuth. What OAuth is it's the ability to use Twitter as your login and password for other services. So you don't have to create a new login and password for every service. You can just use your Twitter credentials. Now, it doesn't actually use your Twitter login and password. Twitter sends a token that verifies you, but that's a good way to do it. Something else you can do is get notifications of real-world events. Let's say you wanted to know if your house was too hot or too cold, or you wanted to know if you had plants that needed watering. Well, there are internet-connected sensors that can do that, and then you can connect them with a service like If This Then That to Twitter and have Twitter send you a direct message or a tweet, etc., every time there's an event that you specify. So that's a pretty cool idea as well. You can also lose weight. If you don't have the skinny gene and you just want to make sure that you have a little extra dose of social pressure, sometimes getting onto an internet-connected scale made by Withings, withings.com, or Withings, whatever, that will provide a little bit of additional pressure for you not to eat the extra helping of dessert. You can also automatically update your blog. So let's say that you tweet out several links a week. Why not get a plugin for WordPress that connects to your Twitter account and creates a blog post of that automatically? It's something that I used to do when I was sending out tweets of links 3 days a week, 7 days a week, or 3 times a day, 7 days a week, and I found it very helpful. Finally, you can crowdsource problems. So let's say you have a question. Just ask Twitter and see if someone else has the answer for you. A good example in my own case is I had a phone. This was back before I went iPhone. It was just a flip phone, and it died. It was falling apart anyway, and then I dropped it in the rain, and it just did not survive. So I sent a tweet out on Twitter, "Hey, anyone have an old AT&T phone?" Because I really didn't want to sign a new 2-year contract. It's a great thing that I didn't, because probably 6 months later I got an iPhone. But someone on Twitter said, "Yeah, I've got this old phone. I'm happy to send that to you." And so he sent it to me. And I had, as a result, a new phone, well, new to me, that could get me by. So I hope that helped you. I hope that sparked some ideas in your mind about different ways that you can use Twitter in your church to do unconventional things. I'd love to interact with you further, though. So first off, if you want a copy of this book in electronic format, head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and you can select that, or my intro to video course, either one, for free. And you'll also get my free email newsletter. I look forward to the time when you can interact with me there. I hope that you use this information in your church to go out and change eternity. Till next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.